Good morning. 6:21 in the morning and March 8th, 2012. It's a very brisk morning, 20 degrees, maybe 22. Quite chilly, quite clear. There's no wind, but it's my fingers have been frozen all the way this morning. Usually they, if I ball my fists up in my gloves, I can get them to warm up, but today, no joy. So my fingers are quite cold. My nose is running. It's a brisk, cold morning. But I have to get moving this today because I've got to do two school runs, one early for the high school kids, one later for the other kids. Last night was a complete mess. It was very discouraging. I was supposed to do a panel, an online panel with John Moreau, Philippa Ballantyne, and Mike Cole. And at 4:45 or 4:15, my daughter, who was at play rehearsal and was supposed to get out around 6 o'clock, texted me to say, "Oh, by the way, we need to go to the high school this evening at 6:30 for registration." And I'm like, "What?" And it turns out that out of the clear blue sky, although I'm sure somebody at the district must have known, because it was actually high school registration night for freshmen all across the city, it's just nobody thought to tell the parents of the eighth graders who would be going to high school that, you need to show up at this meeting. Now, I suspect that my daughter knew, because she had a registration form and she had instructions on how to get her registration form entered online. She had it filled out. And so the only piece that was missing was, "Oh yeah, by the way, that evening you thought you had, you don't." So it was kind of half-assed all the way around last night. Which is somewhat depressing. However, on the upside, I was so proud of her because this is a kid who, she's very bright, and she reads and writes on a college level, not just a high school level, but a college level. Very nuanced, very high language skills, very big vocabulary. And, of course, she's flunking English because of language arts, because it's just too boring for words, pun intended. And so she can't seem to get her homework done and passed in on time. Now, we're dealing with her for several months now about which high school does she want to go to, because she really wanted to go to one of the charters. Now, there's a charter high school in town. It used to be part of the university system. I'm not terribly impressed with the charter. They claim to have better outcomes, but the reality is they just screen out low-income kids, which automatically raises their base level, because there's nothing that predicts success in school like social economic status. So they make sure that they have mostly rich kids, a few middle-class kids, just to make it look good. And the group that my daughter wanted to run with in that school, it's not necessarily the people that I'm too thrilled with having her pal around with. It's a bit elitist, which is an odd thing for me to say, but I think it's true, and I really don't want her to be, I don't want her to be as elitist as I am, which is really quite problematic. So anyway, she had her ducks in a row. She had all of the things that she needed to get done. Good morning, dog. Good morning, dog. And her forms were filled out. She had things under control, and I talked to her because I thought that she might be better served by going to the Gifted and Talented Arts Magnet School, where her sister goes. But unfortunately, we missed the open enrollment period because we were trying to get her into the charter, and the lottery apparently did not pick her, and now she's left with going to the high school that's across the street. Or trying to pursue a transfer at this late date, which is not too terribly late, but a transfer into the Arts Magnet School. So we went to the class thing last night, and it was a typical rah-rah. They had allocated 2 hours, and we only used about 90 minutes of it. But I have to say, I was very impressed. I was very impressed. There was the average amount of "we're a great school, we're looking forward to having you all come here next year." But it was very well organized. Other than we didn't know about it in advance, although my daughter did, obviously. And I was completely taken off balance at 5 o'clock, 4:30, having to tell Jean Moreau that I wasn't going to be able to make his panel after all, because this thing had come up. I had no idea. And my wife was sick, so it wasn't like she could take the kid and go. She had to stay home, which meant I was the one who had to go. And I was impressed. I was impressed with the school. And more, in talking to her, I said to her, you know, "What school do you want to go to?" And she said, "Well, I know you want me to go to Central," which is like, not exactly true. But I understood where she was coming from. And she said, "I don't really want to go there." In large part because she says there are people going there in the fall that she doesn't want to have anything to do with. So in part, it's an avoidance strategy. I think part of it is that Central is where her elder sister goes. And for years now, she has been following in her sister's footsteps. So everybody knows she's the younger sister. By going to Greeley West, she'll get to be her own person and not the younger sister. So she didn't really put it in those terms, but there was a sense there that she didn't want to go where her sister was. Elder sister will be a senior next year, while younger is going to be a freshman. And while that's not necessarily a bad thing, the reality that my older daughter is really planning to, quote, help, unquote, the younger one, and get her introduced to all the right people and get her involved in all the right activities, and not necessarily the activities that my younger daughter really is interested in. So it was very intriguing. It was very interesting to see her actually interact with faculty. She had a question about some of the requirements for some of the courses and she wanted to sign up for, but she kept hearing in the course of the presentation about how if you wanted to take honors courses, you had to be in this special program. And I have no idea what the program was, but apparently neither did she, because it was something that she didn't really understand. And so she found one of the school counselors and asked a question, and of course that counselor didn't know. We had to go find another counselor. And she dragged me along, and we went and found the other counselor, and she asked all the questions that she needed to find out what she needed to know, and said, "Okay, I need to go now because this is just too overwhelming." And we left. She got all her work done, and we came home. But I was so proud of her because she had all of her stuff lined up. She had all of the pieces in a basket, and she knew where she was going. And I'm like, "All right, yeah, okay. You want to go to West? You're going to go to West. We'll see what we can do to help that." It was very intriguing. It was very very hopeful. So that was one thing. There were two things I wanted to talk about today. That was one of them. I can't remember what the other one was. Yeah, maybe it'll come to me. I don't know. Very curious. It couldn't have been that important, or I'd have remembered it. Let's see. I finished Justin McCumber's Haywire. It's coming out, I think, next week. I don't know what the price point on it's going to be. He's asked for a blurb. I missed the timeline for the blurb, but he can add some text into Author Central and get it added in. I'll send him a blurb for it. It wasn't a bad book. It was definitely comic booky, if you know what I mean by that. It was very pulpish, where, you know, he had this idea for the story and the parts of it that worked and the parts of it that didn't. Not the story, because the story generally worked pretty well. Now knowing, because I listened to Dead Robots and I heard him talk about the story and about how it was influenced by the comic book superhero world. And I can see that influence. And knowing that that's the influence of it, it released some kinds of strictures that made me look at this work as kind of a cartoon. Because this everything is drawn extra large. All of the emotions are extra deep. All of the plot is over the top. There's nothing subtle. There's absolutely no subtlety in this book whatsoever. It's all in your face with a sledgehammer. Have a nice day. And this is exactly the kind of science fiction book that I wrote my series as a counter to, but it was still very well done. And I have to give Justin props for taking this very ridiculously over-the-top story and telling it in a very over-the-top way and having it actually work. Yeah, there's a Hollywood ending on it. And it's a Hollywood, basically, it's a Hollywood story. We'd be surprised to see it get picked up and made into a movie. It's very movie-oriented. It's very, it follows the formula quite well. So I'll keep an eye open for it. I think it's coming out next week. And might be something that you might be interested in if you like that kind of superhero comic book novel, over-the-top explosions and death, blood in the scuppers kinds of story. If you do, I don't know quite why you're listening to me, but that's okay. Deborah Geary sent me her new work in process. The last book in her series, the last book of one book every other month schedule. And I think she's got 9 novels now? It's a ridiculous number of books, which explains why she's making ridiculous amounts of money and incorporating in order to try to protect some of it from taxes. So I'm looking forward to reading that. I got that on my BlackBerry. I also got Spin the Sky, which is a new one from Nightshade Books. They sent me to blurb. I need a blurb by the end of the month. It starts out okay. it's not, hasn't, I've read the first few pages. The problem is that they sent me an ebook, an EPUB, and a PDF. And the PDF, of course, does not show up well on my BlackBerry. If I translate it to show only text, it intersperses lines of text with each other, so it doesn't actually track correctly. And the EPUB format, I ran through Caliber and made myself a Mobi version, but it's taken the page numbers from the EPUB and embedded it in the text. So once in a while, I'll come across a page number as I'm rolling down through. This is one of the problems that I have with Nightshade. And if they send me another one that's EPUB and PDF only, then I'm going to refuse it. I'm really tired of these formats. Stories aren't bad. There was one I had to refuse. It was a zombie story. I didn't get any writing done yesterday. That was something that I wanted to do, but I didn't get any writing done yesterday. After the first 2 days of the week, having gotten a good feel and a little momentum going, yesterday I got completely derailed. To be honest, I don't exactly know why or where. Because by all rights, yesterday should have been a big production day. Today is going to be miserable because I've got to do the 7 o'clock school run and then the 8:30 school run. And then I've got a doctor's appointment at 10, this is the big weigh-in where I'm quite nervous about what the doctor's going to tell me. The issue is that my blood sugar, my glucose is coming up on the borderline, so that it could very well be that I wind up on insulin, which is not something that I want to do. I don't like needles, never have. So this is going to be a problem, which is one of the reasons why I've got to control the weight. Because if I can get the weight down to 165 to 175, that weight will have a significant effect on my glucose levels and will help keep me from being labeled diabetic, which increases all kinds of horrible crap in terms of insurance, in terms of healthcare, in terms of all kinds of other things. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to this. It's going to be unfortunate, I'm afraid. I really need to, and I'm trying desperately to cheat the test long enough that I can postpone it for one more quarter, and then now that I've gotten my head more or less sorted out, I can get my body sorted out over the next few months. That would be good. Really, since I got the new setup, it's wonderful. It's so comfortable to stand there and look straight ahead into the monitor. It's one of those little things that I really didn't consider as being terribly significant until I started to do it. So that's cool. What else? Flicker. All the houses around here have metal caps on their chimneys. And the flickers like to sit on the top in the spring, and then they hammer on it because it makes a wicked noise. If you're inside the house, they start hammering on the chimney. It's almost enough to lift you right out of your chair, because the sound comes right in down the chimney and through the ductwork of the house. It's just deafening. And outside, it carries for miles. I can hear it. Somebody's chimney right next door here is being beaten up, but I can hear it outside for miles. Or what seems to be miles. It comes from very far away sometimes. Stumble, rumble, bumble. It is still a gorgeous morning. I'm glad I got my extra layers on. My hands have finally warmed up. That's a good thing. I've got to try to figure out what's the lightest selection of clothing I can wear. Empty my pockets of all unnecessary items. It's ridiculous the length to which I'm going to try to shave a few grams off my weight just for this weigh-in. Oh, well. I made it one more time around. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.